He's among three announced Democratic candidates right now.
You know, when you look at all the campaign work that needs to be done in order to run for governor, it's can be overwhelming. And I don't want to shortchange the caucus and all the candidate recruitment that has to occur and all the fundraising that has to happen that I've done for the past 3 years. You can't do both of those at the same time and be good at both of them.
Schiavone has led Ohio's Senate Democrats for the past 3 years, during which Democrats have been outnumbered by Republicans 2-1. Schiavone will be replaced by Senator Kenny Yucco of Richmond Heights near Cleveland. Yucco says he's looking forward to the task and will focus on job creation, improving education, dealing with the opioid crisis, and improving health care. And he says he intends to work with majority Republicans on those issues.
I've made an entire career as an adult out of working with the other side of the table, so to speak. You know, as a labor leader, I always had to work with management. Otherwise, what would happen is it would be naming a street after me and be calling it one way. And we don't want that to happen. So we want to make sure that we have the opportunity to work with the other side, our friends on the other side of the aisle. We will do that.
In a written statement, Republican Senate President Larry Obhoff congratulated Yucco and said the GOP's caucus has been inspired by Yucco's character and determination in taking on tough challenges. Yucco, who represents part of Cuyahoga and Lake Counties, has been in the legislature since 2005, first as a representative and then as a senator in 2015. He will take over as the Senate's highest-ranking Democrat on April 26th, the date of the next Senate session. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.